I immediately thought of my own family. You know, we're immigrants from Egypt, and I just thought, you know, what if that was the grave of my own parent or grandparent or great grandparent? And I really felt for the community there. And the work I do with my nonprofit organization, Celebrate Mercy, it focuses on teaching about the life and character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Just seeing those images, immediately I thought of a story that really inspires me, of when the Prophet Muhammad was sitting with some of his disciples, and he stood up when he saw a Jewish funeral procession passing by him. And some of his disciples even asked him at that moment, you know, why are you standing? It's not a Muslim funeral. And his response was so beautiful. He said, is it not a human soul? You know, is it not a human soul? And that's what I thought of when I first saw the cemetery. And again, I thought of my own parents as well, and us coming from an immigrant background. So what I did was I started to think about how we could help the cemetery as Muslims. You know, it's all inspired by that story of the Prophet Muhammad. And I got in touch with Linda because I also saw her posting the story. Linda Sarsour, she's another Muslim American activist. She was also one of the co-chairs of the Women's March. And I got in touch with her by the next day. And Tuesday morning, we spoke over the phone and decided to work together and launch this fundraising page asking Muslims to donate towards the repair of the damaged graves at the cemetery.
And so you kind of touched on your own personal experience here, but as far as religious persecution, is that something you've had to deal with being a Muslim American?
Yeah, I think the entire Muslim community is experiencing some sort of Islamophobia. I mean, there's been a spike in hate crimes against Muslims and vandalism against mosques, bullying of Muslim children in schools right now. So tensions are high for the Muslim community. And this is why, you know, also the story of the cemetery also resonated with us, because, you know, I know the Jewish community is also seeing a rise in anti-Semitism, and it resonated even more because of that.
And so just fill us in as far as the fundraising campaign, what's happened so far. Obviously, you far exceeded your original goal, right?
Absolutely. So Linda and I set the goal at $20,000. And it was supposed to be a month-long campaign. Surprisingly, we hit 20,000 in only 3 hours. We started this at 1:30 p.m. By 4:30, we had hit the goal. And it had just gone viral across, you know, the Muslim community, all over social media. And it just kept going. And we thought, so what do we do with all this extra money? I actually did get in touch with the director of the cemetery, and she mentioned that there were over 150 graves that were damaged or disturbed, and that they also are going to need funds to do a massive upgrade of their security systems and adding video surveillance to both of their cemetery sites. And they actually have, it's a massive cemetery of 40,000 graves, you know, dating back to the late 1800s. So if we still have funds left over, and it looks like we will because the money just keeps rolling in, what we're going to do is look for any other Jewish centers nationwide that have experienced any sort of vandalism, perhaps even needing security upgrades if they've received threats. We also just learned yesterday of a Jewish cemetery in Colorado where there has been some vandalism. No one has been buried there since the 80s, and it's actually registered as a national historic site. People, I think, in the 1800s immigrated to the U.S. and specifically to Colorado because they were experiencing tuberculosis, and they thought the weather there and the climate in Colorado would help them with the disease. This is a cemetery that's not been maintained. There's headstones knocked over. You know, I saw pictures of beer cans there, and just you know, vandalism that has taken place. So one of the members of that community there was hoping to apply for grants and get that cemetery restored. So that's definitely a place that we would highly consider like giving some of the funds to help them out as well.
And then overall, just with the environment right now, what can you say about the effort to, you know, come together and get to know people who have perhaps different ideologies in some way than you do?
Yeah, I think more than anything, we wanted to reach out as human beings first and foremost. So if you put the politics aside, religion aside, ethnicity aside, you know, every human being has the right to rest in peace after they pass away. And every human being should never have to worry about their loved one's grave ever being harmed or desecrated. And even though the Muslim and Jewish community have not worked closely together in the past, I think the silver lining in the current, you know, divisive environment we have now and a lot of the hate crime spiking and the anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, the silver lining in this all is that it's brought two communities together, especially, you know, with this campaign, that have never really worked together closely in the past. And I think it's a beautiful thing, even though both communities are being targeted right now with hate and bigotry, it's brought them both together in a united way to fight against that hate. What I also wanted to say was we wanted to send a clear message that whatever extremists or haters try to destroy, we will go in and try to rebuild. On the first day of the fundraising campaign, we saw a celebrity tweet about this. It was J.K. Rowling. And when she tweeted about this story and she said this is such a beautiful initiative, the website crashed for an hour. We had another tweet from Ellen DeGeneres, and we saw a huge spike in donations after that as well. So we've seen like so many people touched by this. And I also wanted to mention that more than anything, more than even the money that's been raised, which is very touching, most touching to me is that we've received over 200 personal messages from Jewish Americans across the country, many of whom have relatives buried in that cemetery. And they've just said even a simple thank you. Some of them have told the stories of their ancestors that are buried there. And they're just so beautiful to read over the past few days.